For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Friday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And what does Shindaddy have going on a Friday in Creighton, Bill?
Well, he knows we're dealing with relationships today for Dr. Love.
That's the next segment, by the way.
Dr. Love is up next segment.
Wait a second. So that'll be what time?
About 7:35.
Was it 7:40? Okay, I thought it was an 8 o'clock. Okay,
no,
all
next
right.
Next segment. Next
okay,
segment.
Dr. Love, I'm glad we got that out there to call in. Or we'd like to have a caller. And anyway, to deal with relationships, he's dealing with business friction. It's Friction Friday. Friction Friday. So if you have a beef inside your business, he's a mediator. So that you'll be able to come in with your company, okay, whoever it is. It could just be Mannion's Druggins, and come in and just say, eight people sit down, there's been some friction. And Steve mediates it.
Jeez.
He listens it out and hears everyone's he meets with everyone privately first. Then he has everyone together to talk their grievances. And then he mediates and he settles the problem through high education and business savvy.
That's serious stuff.
Serious stuff. Yeah, it's very serious. But also they're handling it very professionally when they come in. If you know, there's things at Gregert's grocery store that they can't settle things. They come to Steve on Friction Friday.
What a service to have.
Great. They come in to be able to stop in at the bank.
Hey, I mean,
yeah, do some banking. Also,
there's stuff at the ticket that happens that you could go up there.
Yes, we should get up. We could get us all together. Be a bus of us to head up. And
it's called Friction Friday.
Friction Friday, and it handles it. For the discrepancies with inside the company.
Wow.
Yes.
And this is a Shindy thing. He doesn't have a lot of help with him.
No, he handles all the Tamara helps with is just sign up. Number of people that will be attending. That's really it. Number of people that will be attending. It ends with a hug. I'll tell you that.
Oh,
a lot of people hug
God's
it out.
For God's sake, really? Do you got a hug?
Oh, yeah. They hug.
You can't deny the hugs there.
And Steve sits.
This will be quiet. It'll be quiet. Okay, yes. I like this. Yes.
And he sits with the people. Quiet. He doesn't sit like a judge. You know, he sits down with the people. Yeah, he sits. Yeah, he's very endearing to the.
Some days you walk in, there's plaster everywhere.
Right. This will be quiet. It'll be normal banking situation. Normal.
There'll be no welding today. There's no welding.
Chainsaws.
If they find they're
no welding,
they dealt with some. They had some ideas, but Steve decided to push. Shindaddy pushed back from it. He thought that if they find someone that is egregious, the problem that they might tase him. But they're not going to do that. They thought that might get a little dicey with the law. So no one will be getting
if
tased.
If someone's being out of line.
Out of line.
And just being obstinate.
Because it might fun is get tased.
Taser. God dang.
Sounds like a great day in
Big
Midwest
day.
Bank.
Friction Friday.
I think it's a good idea not to tase.
Yeah, it's a good idea. They pushed back on that.
Yeah.
Now, when they were tasing people, remember, everyone did sign the waiver. They didn't sign them. No one got tased. It was just random. One lady took one to the thigh on a stray. So that shot.
God, that would hurt.
That would be something, wouldn't it? You didn't have any idea. You weren't even signed up for it. Just kind of scooching by some people. Also take a taser to the thigh.
I'd be so angry. I'd be angry.
I would be too. I just got tased. What'd you do? Nothing. I was going to the bank. I had to deposit some money.
And I
swung out of line.
It could be lawsuit material.
It's a lawsuit. Yeah, there'd be a potential.
Probably very winnable.
Likely to win.
I'm going to talk to Mossman on this one. Is this a winnable situation?
Well, thanks to Midwest Bank and Shindaddy for always sponsoring Hour 2. Again, a plug, next segment we will have Dr. Love. If you have relationship questions,
love questions,
we will take them on the airwaves.
Relationship
Bill, Dr. Love.
Yes. Text and call. We prefer a caller.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I will read text, though, if we have a lack of calls, we would
accept multiple callers.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. We do. Nebraska basketball plays Sunday, 11:30 a.m. at Pinnacle Bank Arena against Iowa. Iowa had a big halftime lead. They lost last night to Michigan State at home, so they... Right now, if they lose the game, they will miss the Big Ten tournament. Iowa and Nebraska, again, are playing to make the Big Ten tournament. Nebraska's trying to make the NCAA. I saw as of yesterday
despite
being the 15th team right now in the standings, Nebraska still, on Joe Lunardi, was first four out. So very much so in the hunt. Andy Katz, first four out. Jerry Palm, first four out. They might miss the conference tournament at their first four out. In the NCAA.
It really appears that everyone's trying really, really hard for the Big Ten. Not so much for Nebraska. Like, hey, the Big Ten. Mm-hmm. We're trying to get numbers in there. Who can it be? And so there's some that are very obvious. But me and Jake talked about that. It's very odd that right now they're first four out.
Why's that?
They might miss the conference tournament.
They're 15th in the right now, currently. That's not normal.
I mean, I'm just trying to – I mean, they have some good wins.
They've got five quad one wins.
Right. They've got good victories. I could see them turning on a dime. I really could.
They showed against Ohio State. Hey, the offense was clicking again, which it had not clicked for a while.
My point is, it can turn
on a dime.
But right now, if you ended today, that's high to be where they're at. Today. Yes, they're not done by any stretch of the imagination.
No, they are not. As you mentioned the other day, they're still playing hard.
Yeah.
They got a better than 50-50 chance to beat Iowa.
Yes.
And then I could see them making waves in the Big Ten tournament because they'll be playing for a lot. Some teams they're playing won't be playing for much at all. So, and they're still... And the other part of this is Burke is bound to start hitting some shots. I mean,
doesn't he have to?
Yeah, I mean, Burke he's coming around. He'll start hitting some shots, and I could see him getting on a run, winning two. I'd be a little surprised if they don't win two. Now three's pushing it, but I think if you beat Iowa, then win two in a tournament, you're probably in the NCAA tournament.
I would agree with that.
Yeah. So that's what I expect.
That'll still be a stretch.
Really?
It's.
Yeah, because the
20 wins, though.
But the 20 wins does not mean zero. When you say that one, that means not one person that they look at that and say that they have 20 wins.
It's not really the threshold anymore.
That threshold means nothing. That number's not looked at.
It's net, quads, all those things. But if you're first four out and you win three straight games now, I mean, you're right on the bubble. And other teams are going to lose. You might move up to the last four in the day, being like the
wet blanket now, but at the same time, they've lost how many in a row?
5 of 6.
And it really hasn't done anything to them.
5 of 6.
So the other part, flip part, because you're not winning. Iowa's not quad one. Whoever they play in the first game will be a quad three.
Probably.
What I'm saying is beating Iowa does nothing for you. The first win in the tournament does nothing for you. The next win might do something for you. The three in a row means nothing. That's a home game against Iowa. That's a quad three game.
Unless you're talking about perception, and if Nebraska would
perception, they do, and you're lucky there is no perception right now. You talked about the last 10 has been thrown out.
Beating Iowa and somebody else would help if the other teams ahead of them on the bubble were to lose. If the other teams in the last four out or the first four out were to lose, and teams that are last four in lose, but Nebraska beats Iowa. And if it's Rutgers or somebody else, and yes, it's not a quad one win, but it's a win that propels them versus a loss that your season's over.
Right.
That's how it can help you in that regard. It doesn't help with a quad one win, but. Hey guys, it can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits, no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary. based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta could make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at Kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
You got to prove you can win games in March.
Right. Now, the issue against Iowa, of course, is Iowa shoots to three and Nebraska hasn't defended to three very well. Iowa doesn't always come in here and shoot particularly well, so we'll see. Are they still playing too? I mean,
they lost last night 91-84. Michigan State had 61 second half points in the game. Iowa led 37-30 at half. 61 second half points for Michigan State to win by 7.
And Michigan State wins the conference outright.
Yes, they are outright conference champions. Michigan State.
Congratulations to Michigan State. Then in the postgame, Izzo spent 2 minutes talking up Fran, which is not necessarily an endorsement. It's usually more like, yeah, keep him in the conference because I hardly ever lose to him. So it'd be nice to see him stay. That's how I always read those things when a coach goes on a long, tearful spiel about a coach who's under fire. Yeah, they want him. He wants him in the conference. Why wouldn't he?
Is it a slam dunk that if Iowa wins, they're in the tournament?
No. In the Big Ten tournament?
Yeah. No. I saw a scenario out there where there's so many things because there's so many teams at 7-12 right now, and I don't know. Yeah. It's very confusing. I don't know off the top of my head.
It really hurts your head.
There's a lot of things that need to happen for Iowa.
So Nebraska could lose and still get in.
Yes, I think that's
very
possible. It's not very possible, but it is possible that they would still get in with a loss. But I want to avoid that happening. You had an approach.
Oh, I was going to say, I'm kind of done. I'm over the whole thing. I'm not worried about it anymore. Because if you think about it, there's really no ramifications. You know, if they lose to Iowa and don't make the tournament, they didn't make the tournament. Let's go on to next year. There's no use getting all upset about it. Right? What's to be upset about?
Well, the one good thing you have with the tournament is
Nebraska basketball. I mean,
how many years? How many years?
What are we talking
Steve?
About?
How many years?
53 years. 52 years. If they don't win in the NCAA tournament, it's just the 53rd year that they don't do it.
Year.
Yeah. I mean, in my lifetime.
Yes, in your lifetime, it's actually been over 100 years.
Right.
That, but it's 53 for, that affects you.
I don't see why you'd get too upset about it.
But playing the early games,
Jake,
do something for you right now. Everyone's excited about Nebraska women's basketball because they played in the first round. They've won two
to get to the quarterfinals.
But what do you talk about? They've won two. They've got momentum. They've got this. I mean, it's like, I mean, they're like what, triple buys in the Big Ten, or it's insane. You know, like
double buys. That was triple buys. Yeah,
Jake. So I would counsel you: don't worry about it. You're just banging your head against the wall for nothing, really.
I think it helps right now that Nebraska is first four out, so they're not projected in. Because I kept telling myself, how is this a tournament team? Now, they look like it against Ohio State. They actually played good basketball, lost in a great, fun basketball game, double overtime. But before that, didn't appear to be a tournament team against Minnesota. And they came back and took the lead, but didn't look good in that game. Against Penn State, looked horrible. Michigan, again, lost by three. They looked terrible in that basketball game.
They're capable, though. Like you said, they're very capable. That's what, and I think it could swing. I think it could swing. That's what I think. I think they'll beat Iowa and win in the tournament.
Like we said, they're still playing very hard.
And Burke will start hitting shots.
I would say for a bad team matchup, it's a tough matchup for a bad team. Because Iowa just goes up and down the court, and if threes are falling, kind of like
scary.
Even though they hit a shot the other night against Michigan State at the end, which was like 0.1 seconds late to make it 87. But point was, they scored a lot of points against a team that just won the outright Big Ten.
Right.
They scored 80-some points.
No, they're scary. They're scary.
And so, but they don't play any defense. Uh-uh. Don't play any defense.
Bryce could get 50 in this game. I mean,
that'd be fun. Might need to.
But they're a scary team. You'd rather play someone right now that would kind of muck it up a little bit and be like, hey, they're going to try to win this game in the high 60s.
I agree with
this. Because this game is a little bit of a tougher matchup for that reason. It's what happened to them when they lost to them to start. They just all of a sudden just went crazy hot. I mean, Everything went in.
Kind of everything to gain, nothing to lose, really.
It would still just be utterly disappointing and devastating if they somehow missed the Big Ten tournament.
Not devastating.
For a team that pretty much the whole year has been projected in the NCAA tournament, to miss the conference tournament would be devastating.
No,
it would be embarrassing, demoralizing, and devastating.
You have to go with Jake on this.
I can't do that. It's Nebraska basketball.
But they've been in the dance the whole year.
Don't go history. Just go this team. Don't go.
Yes, you can't.
Yeah, we're not talking.
Don't go Barry Collier and me and Doc.
Miles.
This team was 12-2. They won the Hawaii tournament. They were seen as a potential 8 seed at one point for a long time.
We said in here. I've said they could get to a 6.
Bill, I'm saying disappointing. I'm not saying devastating.
Yeah, but we did think they were pretty much a lock for 12-8.
Right? It would be disappointing. Don't get me wrong.
We thought they're
a 12-8 team.
Devastating.
Somewhere in the maybe.
Devastating if Auburn loses in their conference. No,
it does not, because they'll be a one seed still in the dance. That's not devastation at all.
Now, if they lost the first round of the tournament,
if we lost to a 16 seed, that's devastating. But
I'm kind of going back to Steve Sippel.
Devastating.
This is more just disappointing.
Disappointing. Thank you, Bill.
Devastating. Disappointing.
What are we talking about?
There's games that I've been a part of that I've lost, and I've been disappointed, and some I've been devastated where I couldn't sleep forever like that.
You forget what we talked about. It was set up for Nebraska to finish the season strong. They had three of the last four games at home.
You lost two of those. Knew all along it was a razor-thin line.
And you were hoping that they would overcome that. Bryce Williams is going to be a first-team All Big Ten player, and you might miss the conference
tournament.
Devastating.
And Juwan Gary? Honorable mention. Is he going to be second team? There's so many players. There's 18 teams.
Juwan's
so it's
not a second teamer.
Is he an honorable mention?
Perhaps. Yes.
Probably honorable mention.
Because honorable mention doesn't go by just. There's like 10 of those,
there's
right?
There's a lot of them.
A lot of those.
I'd go honorable mention.
So many players. There's 18 teams.
Right.
11:30 tip off Nebraska, Iowa Sunday. Before we get to break, the three words you don't want to hear in IT are what, Bill?
I've been hacked.
Shiver down the spine. You won't get hacked with Applied Connective Technologies. They're in all 93 counties. There's probably people here from out west at State Basketball that use Applied Connective. Why wouldn't they?
You know they would.
And if they don't, they should. They can call Will and the squad at Applied Connective. A free consultation at AppliedConnective.com. They manage all your IT, one-stop shop. Don't go anywhere else and shop around. It's one place, AppliedConnective.com.
This is a great time to call them up like that. You're coming in town for the State Basketball tournament for the girls or for the boys next weekend. They're here in Lincoln. They're easy to talk to right here in Lincoln. They'll come over to PBA and meet you. They'll come right over there. They'll meet you at the concession stand.
Buy a bag of popcorn.
Talk through some stuff.
Okay, what's next? Get everybody ready here.
Well, we come back. It is time for our second edition of Calling Dr. Love.
Calling Dr. Love.
If you have relationship questions, love questions, Bill, we'll help out Bill in this, but Bill will answer them for the most part. But please call us at 402-464-5685. Dr. Love is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
You're listening to Early Break.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!